used as received, so apply online today. Details at democracynow.org. A very happy birthday to Carla Wills and Igor Moreno. Democracy Now! Is produced by Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Nermeen Sheikh, Carla Wills, Tammy Warrenoff, Sam Alkoff, John Hamilton, Robbie Karen, Hani Massoud, Libby Rains. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much.
Right.
You're listening to Radio Pizza Party,
the number one show on iTunes. Don't look that up.
The number one show on NPR. Look that up.
The number one show on Stitcher Premium. Please.
Yeah.
Google it.
Google it. Broadcasting live from CITR
101.9
FM. On
the unceded territories of the Musqueam people that ACA, the University of British Columbia.
Yeah. So if this
is the future,
then we are all gone because of global warming.
Oh, geez. You're all cooked like a goose.
Cooked like an egg and a watermelon.
Like a classic Christmas goose. An egg and a watermelon?
Yeah. Have you ever seen that?
No. Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing.
All right.
Jack.
Yeah.
Why don't you let the beautiful viewer, and yes, you, driving in your car over the Portman Bridge and or the Lions Gate Bridge.
Yeah, any of them. Second Narrows. I don't know if we broadcast that far. I hope you do.
Iron Workers.
If you want to tell, if you want to call and tell us which bridge you're going over, it's 604-822-2487.
Only if you're going over a bridge. Let
tunnels
that be clear.
Need not apply.
Need not apply.
Because they've lost signal because they're in a tunnel.
You're not going to get us under a tunnel.
Yeah,
that's
604-822-2487. Please call.
So
the way our show works, it's the show where sometimes we like to talk to people who we think are cool.
Oh boy, you got it right on the money.
Yeah, I nailed it.
It's on the money.
It's hey, must be the money. We talk about topics. We recap the news of the week. We recap economics, humor columns. Sometimes I'll bring in my Garfield books and we'll read those.
Oh, yeah. And we really go into a depth. We do that one.
There's one I really love about John Arbuckle.
Yeah, that's a great
one. It's really great. And we just like to talk to each other. We'd have really long-winded conversations that don't quite go anywhere.
But you know what? Where they really go is they go right into your brain and they tickle your little...
Tickle your ivories.
You tickle your little ivories up in your brain there.
I've often thought of my brain as an ivory tower.
Yeah, and... I think when we always said to you, Jack, hey, Jack, you're kind of on an, you're acting like you're on an ivory tower. You took that as being like,
I'm doing a headstand.
I'm doing a headstand and I just killed an elephant.
Yeah.
Which I thought was, you know, I was kind of like, oh, that's not really what we're trying to say here. They're trying to say you're talking down to people, but.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I'd like to disavow some of my previous actions, like doing a headstand on top of an elephant I had just killed
with
one of those old guns that goes out at the end, a blunderbuss.
I would say an elephant gun.
I shouldn't have done that. I should not have shot that elephant in the big dumb head. Sorry, big head. They aren't dumb.
Thank you.
Elephants are very smart.
They are, actually. I mean, they stamp 3 times on the when you give them math and stuff.
And twice on the pipe if the answer is no.
Exactly. So Jack, what have you been up to, my boy, my dear child?
What have I been up to? Well, the first thing I've been up to is I believe included in our news of the week.
What?
If we wanted to get to it. One of the things I've been up to.
No, we're not getting into it yet.
Okay, well, I'll tell about that later. I had a work staff party last week where I wore one of the ultra-famous, ultra-well-known Radio Pizza Party t-shirts.
Yeah, and limited run.
Limited run. RIP if you didn't get one.
Yeah.
Rest impaired people. Their life is impaired by not having one of those t-shirts.
Exactly.
And it was a pizza party. Like, I make your own pizza. There's all ingredients. You make it yourself. You know how a pizza party works.
Wait, so I know how to make your own pizza, but I understand. Okay, sorry.
Let me ask your questions.
Run me back.
No, you ask questions first.
Yes. So make your own pizza.
Yes.
That's not talking like, here's some grain.
No, make some flour.
Get some yeast. I don't know, scrape a rock.
I'm not talking like we go to a mill and we give everybody sacks of grain. That's not what we did. I made the dough. Like, I cut it and I rolled it.
On this show, you make the dough.
I'm making millions of dollars for my Tupperware brand deal.
Mm-hmm. Tupperware.
Yeah, Tupperware. Tupperware. It keeps your food safe.
Keeps your food
safe. I know, as a college student, I need to keep my food safe and secure. Anyway, mm-hmm. I'll do that later.
Yeah, that's
And I rolled dough into little bite-sized, well, a couple of bite-sized. You don't want a too small pizza.
Then you're getting into bite-sized territory.
Yeah.
You're getting into a bagel pizza, pizza bagel.
Yeah, bagel bites.
Pizza in the morning.
Totino's maybe, pizza pockets. And I started my day making pizza dough, and I finished my day eating that pizza dough that had been in the oven with tomato sauce that I had made, prosciutto that I had laid out carefully, cheese that I had gratted. All sorts of things.
At a low, low temperature, though. You
Oh, no. I put it in an easy bake oven. Oh,
okay. So you got just like the light bulb.
Yeah.
Light bulb hitting that thing hard.
Well, yeah. Well, it's a very easy bake oven. It's a very strong light bulb in a small room.
Oh, so it's kind of like you assembled it with the dough and everything, and you just are like,
I'll leave
this on the cutting board, let nature take its course.
Yeah.
I'll maybe put the thermostat up a few, beep, beep, beep.
And I leave a window open just to really let nature in and do its thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was fun. I wasn't able to get, I think somebody put something in my beer. I wasn't able to get anything done. I had a headache the next day.
Mm.
It was difficult for me to move. I'm not sure what was going on.
That's very strange.
But I didn't feel very good.
After eating the pizza.
After eating the pizza, I had a few cans of, Golden Oat soda, if I could be so bold.
That sounds gross.
Yeah, well,
like an oatmeal soda?
A couple of crispy cans of suds, as they say.
Hmm. Suds, like a soap thing? Is it soapy?
Yeah, it was soap. It was like a can of Dr. Bronner's.
Okay.
It was delicious, but it was the oat flavor.
Dr. Bronner's, like a political thing.
It's a weird, so the guy who started Dr. Bronner's.
Dr. Bronner.
Dr. Bronner.
Hey, we'll say his name, Dr. Yes. Elias Bronner.
Something like that. He was a Holocaust survivor.
Yeah.
And he had this whole, like, philosophy of, like, how to make the world better, and it was called the Moral ABCs, and that's all, like, printed on the bottle, but he doesn't spell out what the ABCs are.
He didn't say, A, always be nice. B,
be nice.
Be nice.
C, care about people. Yeah, he doesn't do that. He just prints this weird stuff about how Thomas Jefferson. Anyway, that was my week.
Yeah.
Well, how was your week?
My week? Well, I'll say there's a homonym that goes with the word week, and it's weak, spelled with an A.
Whoa.
And this week has made me feel weak.
Why?
I've just been sitting up in the old office.
Yep.
Chained to that friggin' desk. You know how they have us, you know, like, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. You know, and
yeah, you don't want to name names, though.
I don't want to name names, but I'm sitting there. I'm filling out spreadsheets. I'm also getting ready for my exams. I'm actually really hoping to pass it this time, just pass an exam.
That's always good.
That's my goal.
Yeah.
Is just to try that. Because I tried to do this kind of experimental thing.
Yeah.
Where I just didn't pass my exams.
Okay.
And it wasn't fun. It didn't turn out well for me. So I'm going to try to pass this time.
I can't imagine it going well for you.
I know, that's what I'm always saying.
Unless you had like 100% going into the course and your exam was worth like 1%.
So I would always, I guess, hope for that. I wouldn't check, but I'd hope for that.
you'd hope to get 100% going in.
Mm-hmm. But I didn't, you'd, I mean, like, I was just like, ah,
you'd get 100%. You'd get your midterms back and you just, like, wouldn't look at the grade. Like, you know, they fold them to you out, like, upside down.
And I'm right into the shredder.
Yeah, you carry one around with you. That's mm-hmm. weird. I don't understand why you do, but yeah. Hey,
to whatever. Each their own.
To each their own.
To each their own.
Each one, teach one.
Charlie's their own.
A peach, a scone.
Feed a fed dog. What is that? Feed a fed horse. Jack, what do we do on this show?
Usually we like to start. At this part, we like to play a bit of news. And I have a theme song that I like to play.
Is it your theme song?
Yeah, I composed it.
All right, here we go. News.
We just watched a movie about the news.
Yes, we did.
It's called Network Broadcast.
What?
Broadcast News.
Broadcast News.
Broadcast News for these broadcast dudes.
Yeah, because we were like, how does this work? Watch a movie. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, Jack. First on the agenda. Finals. Have taken their toll on this
See,
university.
This is what I was talking about earlier.
So for the uninitiated, university is a place where you go after you go to high school.
Yes.
And it's not like a trade school, which is a place you can go after high school. It's not like a college. It's a bit different than that. You'll more likely get maybe what they call a liberal education or like a highly technical education.
Yes.
Would you say that's fair? Any other major delineations between
technical education?
I guess maybe technical is the wrong word, but
like a more theory based.
Yes. Any other major?
You think you're better than everybody else?
Yeah. So what it really comes down to is people go to university so they can go back home and say, "Hey, I am at a university."
Yes, I like it for taking philosophy 101.
Yeah.
Oh. And then going home and calling everything my friends do dialectical.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah.
You're being like, that's a bit dialectical.
Dialectical. And referencing things like the sovereign and liberalism.
Oh, that's a classic university thing.
I love talking about Weber.
Weber?
I hardly know him because I failed that exam.
Yeah. Yeah, that was sweet.
Yeah.
Weber.
I like bragging a lot about the school I go to, even though my average is 62.
Yeah, that's, I mean, hey, what they say is 62 will get you through.
True.
True. But at a certain point during.
At a certain point.
Hey, at a certain point.
You got to think about what you're really building toward.
At a certain point in the year, I believe twice, we have this thing called finals.
Finals.
And, Jack, why don't you take it away? I know this is your topic, baby. All right.
This is I'm going to break down finals for you.
All right.
I'm not talking about, like, the finales of a TV show. This isn't, like, the flawless ending of Friends or the final countdown. This isn't the final four in March Madness. This is you get into a room for 2.5 hours, climb a bit further away, and you write your heart out. Or you do math your heart out. But it's a final, and you got work to do. And if you fail, it's scary.
It's the final
exam.
It's exactly like that. Thank you, Jack. That was beautiful.
No worries. Have you ever failed a final?
Have I ever failed a final? Failed a final. Have I ever failed a final? Yes, I have, Jack. I was just telling you about that. So I guess you're not one who pays attention to the radio when other people are speaking.
No, I don't. I listen to the radio, the buzzing in the background.
Oh, yeah. That's a good... This buzzing?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if it... Never mind. Buzz.
Buzzy buzz buzz.
Buzz. Next thing. A bad man was convicted of doing a bad thing, which I think is good. On the good. Is good. So it's kind of like a weird oxymoron where two bad things happened. but two bad things were involved, but then that's good. So I guess two bads do make a good.
Yeah. There's one more bad, and it's that the bad thing happened at all.
Yeah, so the bad thing happened.
Yes.
That's what it, yes.
Yeah, so okay, yeah, true.
Bad thing happened by a bad man. That's your two bad things.
Yes. And but the right thing is that the bad man will go to prison.
Yes. So I guess when you kind of does two bads make a good is kind of what we're trying to disseminate here.
In this specific case, yes.
Does two bads make a good? 604-822-2487. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
We're opening up the phone lines.
Open up the phone lines. 604-822-2487.
Who do we appreciate, Evan?
Evan.
Ford. Long-time caller, first-time fan.
So I guess that's one thing. A bad man was convicted of a bad thing.
Yes. I would agree with you on that one.
What is the most bad thing you can do but still be considered a good person? In your eyes, Jack.
Steal bread to save your dying family.
I disagree.
You think it's bad to do that?
Yeah.
What if you're stealing bread from a bad man? Like, what if, all right, not to get too political. Okay. What if Donald Trump opened up a bakery in your town?
Uh-huh.
And he called it something like, Tristan's family's gonna die, I make so much off this, one or two loaves wouldn't really cut into my margins that much. Would you steal bread then?
Oh, that's a little bit of a moral quandary, but I think the real question is, if I did that, would that also mean I'm stealing from a person?
I mean, yes.
Okay, then maybe. Then yes, I'll steal.
Yeah.
Yeah, then I'll steal.
You like the fact that you'd be stealing from a person.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of stealing from a faceless conglomerate, like company that is like constantly making money no matter what based on unfair regulations. I don't like that. I don't like stealing from that. I think that's kind of unjust.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah, of course.
But stealing from an individual who is like equally maybe as bad position as I am, that's a little more morally, I think, less ambiguous.
See, I agree with you for one reason.
Mm-hmm.
Nestle is a huge corporation like that.
Oh, I love Nestle.
They've always got your best interests at heart. They make Carnation hot chocolate.
Mm.
They make Kit Kat bars.
Oh, that water? You can't get that anywhere.
You can't get anywhere else.
You can't get that water from anywhere but a bottle. It's crazy.
It's so good.
Yeah.
You can't get no satisfaction without Nestle.
Nestle, I think, is one of the best things that come from Holland. I'll say it.
Yeah. And
that includes Tom. Great actor.
Yeah, especially in the last bit of the last Avengers movie when he died. And Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
They make delicious, exclusively healthy products.
Oh.
I just can't get enough.
Exactly. Like it's honestly it's power food. It's like a superfood.
Yeah, it is. I drink it, my head starts hurting after I've had a bottle of Coke,
that's
how I know my brain's working.
That's your brain pushing out the toxins.
It's working extra hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
All right. I think we've decided that two wrongs make a right, and Nestle is our favorite company.
And Nestle
other than Tupperware.
Mwah. Tupperware. If you want some ware.
Tup it. That's the slogan I helped them workshop.
Yeah. I'm just going to read this exactly how it is.
Okay.
China launches a probe too. That's all it's written down.
China launches a probe too. I believe the original headline was Kokomo.
Kokomo?
Kokomo.
What's going on? What's going on there?
As far as
I think a little rapscallion.
Whoa. See, I think I've heard three things about Kokomo. There's one
Name
in
them.
Indiana. There's one in Arkansas and Hawaii. And number three, there's a fictional one in a Beach Boys song. So what I think China's doing is not trying to get to Kokomo, Indiana for their coal farms.
Yes.
They're trying to get to the fake one. They're trying to figure out what the H Brian Wilson was talking about.
They're like, Bri-Bri.
Bri-Bri.
Why don't you give us a little love here, Mike Love?
Nice one.
Because he's also
he in the Beach Boys.
He's in the Beach Boys as well.
Nice.
Yeah. Cool. And I hope that it's a successful mission.
To find this fictional place.
Well, you just said there's two other ones that aren't.
No, they're looking for the big boy. There's three other ones.
So it's kind of like looking for Atlantis.
Yeah. There are other missions to find Atlantis and the moon have failed because those places don't exist, yeah, obviously.
That's not true stuff.
Yeah. But this one, I think they have really high hopes for.
Yeah.
Because they can base it off the other three and just look for, like, what did Indiana, Arkansas, and Hawaii have in common?
Say it with me.
Beaches! Of course.
Yeah.
They're looking for the best place on Earth.
The best, and we all know the best place on Earth will be a
beach. They got a lot of world to look at. And I say, get to it, China.
Get to it, China. Hey, China, if you're listening, call in 604-822-2487. That's right, China. We're looking to talk to you. President Xi, give us a call.
Any regular citizen, I want to know how you felt after Deng Xiaoping died.
When was that?
The 90s.
Yeah, sure. If you want to weigh in on that,
just let us know.
Yeah.
Bye.
I'm sure at least one person from China is listening.
Yeah. I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
We are reaching an audience of tens of millions.
I mean, the internet, feasibly, I'm pretty sure this is on everyone's internet browser, right?
It's like, true. We are on citr.ca/stream, I think.
I think it's just, yeah.
Yeah. You can click the stream now thing. Anyway, do we have any more news to discuss or is that it?
I believe that's it. And what we're going to do now, Jack.
What are we going
to
do?
Let me tell you. We're going to go to a little musical break.
Musical break.
Musical break. This next song is called Lucky in Babylon. It is
Babylon.
Babylon. Babylon. It is by Adenos.
Cool.
Adenos. It's a local. Local act.
Sister act.
Two. So let's play that and we'll be right back.
Bye. Figure it out, 'cause your mind is over.
Hey, this is Graham.
And this is Josh from the band Tokyo Police Club.
You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9.
Woo! FM.
Flemish art recording artist Preoccupations returned to Vancouver on December 15th. Preoccupations is joining forces with Proto Martyr and Hurry Up for a legendary night at Venue, presented by Blueprint Live. Get your tickets today through bplive.ca. That's bplive.ca.
Creative BC offers grants for musicians and bands across British Columbia through the Amplify BC Career Development Program. The program supports sound recording, music videos, and marketing initiatives for all genres. Apply now until December 12th. Sign up for an info session and learn more at creativebc.com. That is creativebc.com. Get your applications in today.
Hi.
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 You are listening to Radio Pizza Party on CITR 101.9.
Don't bonk yourself with that mic, Tristan.
FM.
FM stands for... Careful, man.
Hey, fuck careful.
Don't swear.
I said fuck careful.
Careful?
Careful.
Okay, cool.
We are... having a show.
We are having a show.
That's all I can really say.
We're having a show.
If you're listening, we're having a show.
It's getting a bit wet and wild here. It's final season. I have a final on the 14th, which is a week from today. I have a paper due on that Tuesday. I'm like, hey, paper, see you next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
It's all scary.
It's honestly terrifying.
I'm not enjoying finals. When's your next and last one is Monday, right?
Yeah, I only have one.
I hate
Monday,
you for that.
Which is, I understand I'm a lucky man.
Yep. You better get good on it,
mm.
If I'm being honest with you.
It's a hard class.
It's German, yeah. And you do not speak German.
I'm not that good at German.
You are neither am I at Spanish.
Yeah. So we're all going to learn our second languages.
Yep.
But
we're like sucking languages because we suck at them.
Bing bong. Bing bong. Bing.
Bing, 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 bong, bing, 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 bong.
Okay.
Okay, dude.
All right, let's actually, like, be serious here.
Let's be serious. This is an episode of Let's Be Serious.
Let's be serious. Jack, what have we been doing on the show so far?
We've been talking about news. We've been talking about what's happened in our lives in the last week. But I think something we haven't mentioned... is that this is our last show of the year.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh, sorry, I didn't mean to scare you there. You looked a bit startled.
You did. I did. I did look a bit startled.
You looked and smelled a little bit startled.
A little on the startled side of things. So this is the last of the year.
Last of the year, which is something I didn't want to think about. But
me and Jack are going to go our separate ways. We won't contact each other. We only talk during the show.
Oh, yeah. I don't know anything about you other than the lies and slander you've told me here.
Yeah. So I am a notoriously...
slanderous man.
Slanderous person, and I will lie.
You've been
to get my way.
You've been involved in many libel lawsuits.
And I just say, hey, I'm not liable for this libel. And they say, you say this every time.
And it always works.
The judge knows me on a first name basis. Me and Greg, like, we know
Greg Stiffer.
Greg Stiffer. The Honorable Stiffer.
Yeah. He's like, you are just so
bad.
Clever.
Yeah. You're so bad and you're so clever.
And you just win at this.
You got me.
I got you, babe, is what he said to me.
Yeah, it was great. It was a beautiful moment.
Yeah.
So, Jack, we're looking back on a year of RPP.
Yeah.
And how else can I say it?
How else can you say that
it's
been a year?
Yeah, how else can
I'd say it's been 365 days since we did the last one of these. I mean, I don't know if it has been because I don't know if we did it on the 7th last year. But it's been over 11 months since we had a year-end episode.
Yes.
It's been a year since I thought about how my year has been.
Yes, that's
true. And how has your year been? Keep it light.
My year has been just has been great. I'll say it.
Yeah?
I'll say it.
Why?
And you know what?
What?
It's just, I find that every day I wake up and that's like so amazing to me.
So amazing.
It's like very, like, it's really like, I get so surprised by it, but it just keeps happening. And it's been a year.
A year, man.
A year of RPP.
That's so long.
And we've been trying hard.
We've been trying very hard to be funny. We've been trying very hard not to be runny like an egg.
Yeah. Can you go into that a little bit for a second?
It's been very difficult. We've wanted to maintain our regular standards of excellence, but it's hard to do that on your own. It's hard to keep up the flawless work that you do when you just don't feel supported by your partner, perhaps. When you just don't feel like anything you do matters. You feel like you're all alone in the world. And you feel like nobody, not even your best friend, has your back. It's hard to do things on your own.
It really is. And that's why we have a wonderful crew. Why don't you just
we have
speak into that.
Two
there,
or
guys.
three guests coming
three
in, and they're
going to
tell
two,
us
three.
Their thoughts.
So, guys, it's been a year of Radio Pizza Party.
Yeah.
And we've learned so much about the show, about each other.
Yeah.
Why don't we introduce ourselves and learn one thing that you learned, specifically to RPP, if you can, Radio Pizza Party. Keep it
CITR
101.9. Where do you guys stand?
My name is Angela O'Donnell. I've learned all about the different Halloween costumes you guys have worn.
Yes.
And how you're such good friends in all your times at UVic.
Aw, shucks.
Yeah. I'm Lucy. You guys have pins that I kind of want one. I don't know where you get them, but Tristan, you can hook me up at some point.
Oh, we don't either.
Yeah, I don't know. And one more person.
And Scott. I'm Scott
Whoa,
Young.
It's
That's
Scott.
My name. Scott Young. What I've learned is just the friendship between two men is the strongest bond that exists in the whole world. That's
Stronger
me, Scott Young,
marriage.
Saying that.
Yeah.
Thanks, Scott.
I'm actually Scott, and I've learned that Tristan and Jack are probably the funniest people that I know on UBC's campus.
That's a bit... You didn't have to limit it at the end there.
Yeah, UBC isn't a notoriously funny school, but thank you, Scott. That's very nice of you.
Thanks.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
Good luck on
you
your
can
exam.
Leave now. Be gone.
You can leave. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
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 Just some fans popping by on
that
the
happens
Radio
so much
Pizza
these
Party
days.
Thing. I feel like that's bad what that did.
If you're a fan and you'd like to pop by, not physically, call
on
in
air.
604-822-2487. Those are the golden numbers.
The golden numbers and the golden rule. So we've learned a lot about ourselves, Jack.
Yes.
We've learned a lot about the year. I've said that a few times, but I just think it's so important.
It's very important to treat ourselves to nice thoughts.
So why don't we look back on our favorite RPP moments of the year?
Yes. The year started, not much happened. Then March happened. And
it's March Madness.
It's
Toyota-thon. Toyota. Hoom. Hoom. Hey, whoa, Steph Curry's in the stands watching this game because he enjoys it.
This is madness. I'm still in university at this point.
What's
happening? In March, we had our 1 year in review episode.
Yes.
And that called for a celebration. And inspired by the films of directors that I love, such as Dinesh D'Souza.
Yeah. One of your favorite filmmakers.
Yes, of course. Francis Ford Coppola. Others. Especially the guy who invented special features. I'd like to shout him out as well.
Yeah, please. By name.
John Features.
Oh, what a dream.
What they used to do on old DVDs, and new DVDs, I'm assuming, is the director...
And hopefully future DVDs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some of the cast members, the big ones, the big stars, like Ben Affleck
and
others, they'd get together, they'd watch the movie, and they'd do commentary.
Yeah.
And they'd tell interesting anecdotes from set, and they'd really distract you from watching the rest of a movie.
Yeah, it's honestly should not be a feature on DVDs because it's so distracting.
It's so distracting, and you can't turn it off is the annoying part.
Yeah, exactly. It's like once you turn it on, you have to sit down and watch the whole thing.
Yeah, otherwise, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
It's like this music on in the background. Yeah. It's distracting. But also it necessary. Reminds me of that one Radiolab episode about this song.
Is there a Radiolab about this
song? Yeah, because this song was made as the composer was like losing his mind to some weird disease.
Bleru?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a good episode. And yeah.
Okay.
Name me another notable moment in Radio Pizza Party this year.
Jack.
Yeah?
Notable moments in Radio Pizza Party history. I'll pull it up.
You have the doc, the book we're making.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me just pull it up on the old computer machine. This, I'm sure we'll all remember, is a very special moment from this year.
Yes.
It needs no introduction.
Let's hear it.
So let's hear it.
Another technique, bioenergetics, designed to help clients release memories stored in the muscles, in this case by hitting a pillow with a tennis racket.
I was angry at my mother. Okay. So I started saying, Mom! 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 Why did you do that to me?
So you remember that moment from RPP?
I do. I remember we had that CBS reporter come by.
Oh,
we
beautiful.
Brought the pillow into the studio.
Yeah.
And I really just went to town on it. I was just screaming, Mom, why did you do that to me? And now I forget who my mom is. So I think that worked. It released all my memories of my mother.
Yeah, you got like Men in Blacked.
Yeah. I think that was the most important part was the CBS reporter with that little Men in Black thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if only somebody incorporated that into a dance that I'd know.
Yeah, that'd be.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
That would be ideal.
It would be.
That would be quite ideal. So, given that a year happens over 365 days, we both know this to be true.
Yes. And 52 weeks. A lot of people forget that part.
And 52. Hey, well, how does that song go? 1,006,500,000,000. How do you do it?
37 times.
Yeah, that was
amazing.
I love that musical.
We did it.
But a lot of other things happen in a year. Right?
They do.
A lot of things happen in a year.
Yes.
There's no other way to say it.
A lot of more things happen than making fun of a musical about AIDS.
It's not about AIDS.
So I'd say...
And AIDS is a plot point.
Yes, I'd say in Rent, it's like how in Sex and the City, New York is the fifth character.
Mm-hmm.
AIDS is the fifth character in Rent.
Oh, man. So a lot of things happen in a year, including music, television, radio.
Are you just reading out things that you can get awards for? Are you like, the Emmys?
The things I got awards for.
Okay.
Yeah. But we're going to now talk about our top 10 musics, movies, and I think that's any other piece of art. Books, if we've got any.
Yeah, just top 10 things.
Top 10 things.
I'll be honest, I didn't get around to reading much this year.
All right. We'll do it after the intro. Oh, we'll talk about it.
Okay, sorry.
There. All right.
I've heard that somewhere. So are we doing like 10 down?
10 down.
10 to 1?
10 to 1. So, let's do albums, musical albums of the year. Jack, go. Okay, you can't take this much time.
Yeah, I'm sorry. The new Idols album was good. I liked that one. The new Kacey Musgraves was really good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I feel like I haven't listened to a lot of new albums this year. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's okay, Jack.
Can you list me some albums that came out? Oh, the new Father John Misty was really good.
Father John Misty. What do you think of Policia and Stargaze. Is that one of your in the top 10 for you?
I wouldn't say that.
That was a good one. I like that one. Number 10, Music for the Long Emergency. And it's a transgressive was the name of the label.
Okay, cool. I wasn't sure if these was like a really long album title or what.
Yeah.
So that's your number 10?
Number 10. So your number 10
is the new Idols album. I think it's called Idols album.
Joy is an Act of Rebellion.
That's the one.
I also want to say my number 9.
A Fine Glass of Wine.
A Fine Glass of Wine on a night like this.
Hey.
Hey, dude. Hey, dude. Like, honestly.
Hey, how you been?
I've been good.
Nice.
I would say my favorite album of these was Niles Horan.
Really?
Yeah.
Name a song off of Niles Horan.
Hey, I'm Niles Horan, and it's 2018. I'm ready to no longer be seen as a teen because I'm an adult man. An adult man. I'm an adult man.
I'm an adult man. I'm an adult man.
Yeah.
I'm an adult man.
Man.
Yeah, that was good. I feel like a woman.
Niles.
All right, put that album as my number 9. Okay. The Man I Feel Like a Woman by Shania Twain. What kind of paper is that, man?
I don't know. It's made of mesh.
Weird.
It's made of chainmail.
It must be not very easy to read.
No, it's hard to write. It's harder.
Yeah. More difficult, we'd say here.
Yeah, it's very fair. Jack, hit me with your number 8 album
My
of
number
the year.
8 is the new Earl Sweatshirt. It's called Some Rap Songs.
Oh, really? Does he ever take off that sweatshirt?
He does. You know what the cover is? His torso. But the thing is, he has a t-shirt on underneath this.
Oh, he gets us again.
I know. We've been bamboozled,
again,
sir.
Again by Earl.
He's going, hey, my name is Earl, and this is my sweatshirt.
Hey, when I was hit by, I made a list, and it was of rap songs that I'm going to put on my newest album.
Yeah, yo.
Of people I've wronged.
Yeah,
my name is Earl Sweatshirt.
My name is...
You think someone's made that? Like that as like a tweet. My name is Earl Sweatshirt. And it's like photoshopped.
No, but I know what I'm going to do tonight rather than write my incredibly important paper.
If you want to check that out, follow Jack_Lanning on Twitter.
Classic Twitter. Thank you very much. Let me hear your number 8.
Well, my number 8, of course, is
Pick 'em 8.
Judith Durham, So Much More, who is a lead singer of the Australian popular folk music group The Seekers in 1963. She put out an album this year called So Much More on Decca Universal Music Australia. And
you really know a lot about these albums.
Yeah. I'm a bit of a music hound. Somebody call Pitchfork because I'd like to get a little jibbity jab.
Like, I couldn't name many albums that came out this year. I especially couldn't name the labels that they're on. Like, I'd say my number 7 is probably Superorganism by Superorganism. Some people would call it self-titled.
But hey.
More people still might call it S/T.
And even more people might call it a piece of crap.
That may be.
They might call it a corporate plant to appeal to a certain demographic
and the
indie music
and some people might call them liars. But that's okay.
But some people might also say they're a good concert.
They are a very good concert. And try to disagree with me again, and I will put you through a wall.
Mm-hmm.
Is what some people might say.
What other people might
say. All right,
say.
What's your number 6?
My number 6, of course, is various artists.
Okay.
They put out an album called Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again.
2.
Hmm?
Mamma Mia, Here We Go Again 2.
Here we go
again. From that movie we saw.
Well.
Oh, I'm tipping my hand into what my favorite movies of the year were.
Uh-oh.
I'm biffing
number
this.
7 or 6 or whatever.
Number 6. The new Travis Scott was good. I think it's called Astroworld. That was released on Island Def Jam.
Number 5.
Look Alive.
Let me take a look at my list. The Amity Affliction. Their album is Misery. This is a metalcore, electronicore, produced by Matt Squire, who is an American multi-platinum record producer, indie engineer, mixing engineer, and songwriter.
Whoa.
It's pretty good.
Brother.
The Amity Affliction, of course, we all are fans of them. As in, they're also Australian AI metalcore from, I don't know if I...
From Perth?
I don't know if I, like...
Spell it out for me.
The thing is, it sounds like it's like something that's not okay to say, but it's just a name of a town. It's spelled G-Y-M-P-I-E. Gympie. But that sounds like...
G-A-Y...
G-Y-M-P-I-E.
Gympie. Gympie? See, like, neither of those sound good.
Yeah, something about
neither
it.
Neither of those sound... Actually, it's not really something about it with the second one. Gympie does not sound good to say at all.
No, no, no.
Is that how it's pronounced?
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
Okay, why don't we skip right to number one?
Number one album of the year. Gotta be that new Sufjan Stevens Christmas album. Christmas EP. Some people would call it an extended play. It's called Lonely Man of Winter.
Isn't it only two songs?
It's two songs and a different mix of one of the songs.
Oh, okay.
Let me play Lonely Man of Winter right now.
Which one?
How good is that?
That was great. It had a little bit of a... That classic Sufjan Stevens song.
I can't get no
satisfaction. Sufjan Stevens.
Sufjan Stevens.
My number one, of course, of the year is... one sec, let me check the list. This album, it's going to be coming out on December 26th. It's by Jolin Tsai, Ugly Beauty. I'm really putting my chips down for that one. It looks like it's going to be good.
Cool.
And it's a Taiwanese singer, songwriter, dancer, actress, and businesswoman. She cool. is a, just some interesting facts about Chinese music on that person's bio.
Neat.
Neat.
Hey, what do you say we do another episode of our famous show, Radio Silence?
Okay. That was great.
That was a great episode of Radio Silence.
Why don't we go to a little break here, Jack?
Let's go to a little break. Let's play some rad ads, as I like to say.
Some rad ads.
Hashtag Tupperware partner.
Play some music. We're going to play some music here. This next song is by a group, I'm going to say.
Yeah, I'd say they're a group.
Cocteau Papillon. Papillon.
Papillon.
Cocteau is a filmmaker, French filmmaker. Papillon means butterfly, I believe.
Cool.
So the song's called Darwin.
Cool.
Hi, this is Shitlord Fuckerman. I would love it if you would take a big sip of that good juice, the water that you get from the taps, the springs. Also, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you. I'm Shitlord Fuckerman. Don't swear.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities.
They are doing this by developing gender-affirming, client-centered models of service.
Ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available.
And supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support.
Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for the trans members of our community.
The AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre, the SASC, is a free and confidential service which provides support to those who have experienced sexual assault, intimate partner violence and harassment. We provide services to folks of all genders, including students, staff, faculty and those who have a connection to the UBC Vancouver campus. We provide crisis and short-term emotional support, legal, medical and campus-related advocacy and outreach and educational programs. We are located in the Student Nest, room 3127. For more information on our hours of operation and other resources and services, please go to our website, amssask.ca, or visit our Facebook page, AMS Sexual Assault Support Centre.
Hi.
Hi, you are listening to Radio Pizza Party. Nick Morgan, follow Sophie on Twitter at CITR 101.9 FM.
Broadcasting from the unceded territory of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Mm-hmm. Jack.
We're talking about our year in review. We're a couple of dudes doing a year in review.
And we're up to good.
We're up to a lot of good.
Jack, so we talked albums of the year. Took a bit too long. So why don't we talk movies just generally?
Movies generally, honestly, first thing that comes to mind, Mamma Mia 2, Don't Stop Believin'.
Here we go again.
If I'm a critic, I'm saying, how could I resist?
Just one look.
I want to be kissed.
Just one look and I want to be kissed. That's the... Yeah, that was... Monster Trucks, did that come out this year?
Monster Trucks? Is that like Cars?
No, it was like there was a monster in a truck. In a monster truck. And that made it go like fast and
good. No, I've not heard of this movie. Is this a real movie? Who is in it?
Gotcha,
dead to rights here, Wheeler.
I think Stanley Tucci's in it.
Oh, then yes, of course I've seen it.
Oh, okay. Everything with Stanley Tucci.
All right, here's my slogan. If it's got Stanley Tucci, I'm gonna go and see.
It.
I like to put the it in brackets though, just in case.
Just because of the rhyme, you gotta take some poetic license.
Yeah. I mean, you know what they say. Rhymes, you got to do the time.
Yeah. You do the rhyme, you go to prison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why Shakespeare is so, he's a martyr for poetry.
Because he went to prison for his works.
Yeah.
He was like Galileo. He was too radical for his time.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were good films.
Those were good films. Also, Sorry to Bother You.
Yeah.
I enjoyed.
That's okay. No, we're ahead. Oh, I bring you into the show. You know.
I'm sorry to, I don't mean to interrupt. Mm-hmm. Was also good.
Yeah. Hey, excuse me, I'm just trying to get by.
I'm just going to sneak right past you. I think should have been nominated for more awards.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Very political.
Yeah, that one, that's a tough category.
Yeah.
The
political movies category.
Yeah. Like The West Wing? Mm-hmm. I never got in, way too political. Didn't get nominated for any awards. Mm-hmm.
Did you see that thing that they're trying to bring back? Remember there's that highest growth, best popular movie? Category at the Academy Awards.
Oh,
they got
yeah.
rid of it. And then I read a thing like, I don't know, a couple weeks ago saying that like there's still people trying to make that a thing at the Academy
so
Awards.
Stupid.
Yeah, it's just so dumb.
Best, what's the...
It's just trying to people try to delineate that good movies aren't popular or popular movies aren't good where it's like, no, it can be
good.
It can be a popular movie, can be good and unpopular.
Dunkirk
movie.
Was good. That was a very popular movie.
Yeah. So,
others
just kind
Dark
of creates
Knight.
A false dichotomy, I feel.
You know what? Hot take, Dark Knight, good movie.
Hot take, Dark Knight, good film.
Yeah.
Hot take, Dark Knight, good film.
HTDKGF.
Hot take, Dark Knight, good film.
Hot take, good film.
Dark Knight, hot take, good film.
Dark Knight, hot take, good film. Hot take, Dark Knight, great movie.
Great film.
Oh, sorry. Screwed up my flow there.
Top 10 personal relationships of the year. Not necessarily with yourself, but that you've witnessed.
That I've witnessed. I saw a lovely couple at one point this year.
Oh, that's so precious. Yes. That's so beautiful.
I became one half of a lovely couple this year. Not to brag or anything, people. January 12th, me and the Soph dog.
It's the day after my birthday.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? New Tristan's year resolution. I'm going to get out there, people.
And you got right to it.
It's getting wet and wild.
Yeah. Day one of after the setting the new Tristan year resolution.
I went and did it. Both of us were hungover on our first date, and then we're hungover the next day. It was delightful. We made out in what was then Elwood's and now is closed because the building's being redeveloped.
And I understand that you're hungover every day.
I'm hungover every day. I like to consider myself a functioning alcoholic, mm-hmm. but I mean, my doctor wouldn't say
Emphasis
on the function.
Yeah.
Emphasis. I'd say I'm a form over functional alcoholic.
Yeah. Yeah. That's important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Quantity over quality.
Yeah.
Yeah. For me, my personal relationships that I'm not going to, hey, I think it's biased, you know, pick your own, you know, you don't see like people voting for themselves. It's a little, a little transparent.
Everybody knows Hillary voted for Trump. Trump voted for Hillary.
Yeah.
They gave each other a pat on the back.
They're like, hey, like we know.
We know.
I think some great relationships that blossomed, the Pete Davidson and Ariana Grande, that was a great relationship.
Yes. Long lasting.
Hopefully they get married, after their thing. That's going on. I want to also say I'm excited.
You're just excited. You have one of your top 10 personal relationships this year.
Yeah, that's the only one I kind of remember. That's the only one that mattered to me.
Yeah,
honestly, that's like the only thing that really tickled me pink.
Yeah, you know Gary the Goat?
Hmm. Yeah. No, but yeah.
I'd say the relationship between him and his owner is amazing, mainly because the owner is an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah.
And that's just a movement that I am fully in support of.
What about that guy and his curvy wife? That was a great personal. That
the guy, he had a curvy wife, and most guys he knows wouldn't subtly put down their wife in a post on Instagram.
Make a big post about how brave they are.
How brave they are for being attracted to a woman who they presumably love.
As a wife.
As their wife. They wouldn't call their wife fat on Instagram where they have something like 30 or 40,000 followers.
Yeah. No, no, that. So I thought that was a great person.
It was a very bold move.
Yeah.
I'm proud of him. I'd say the relationship between that man's lung and the blood clot, not one of my favorite relationships.
No, that was bottom.
That must have been like coughing up a softball. Sorry.
Yeah, we just looked at that post. Check it out if you're not too squeamish. It won't go into it too much.
Crazy. Guy coughs up an entire lung, basically.
Yeah, anyway. So it's just gross. But if you like medical stuff, it's kind of interesting.
The relationship between this seal and that eel that it got stuck up its nose.
Yeah, things we've seen in the last hour. The relationship between that seal and that little girl it pulled into the water. Bad relationship.
Both parties. And both for the parties. City of
Richmond. It was in Steveston.
It was in Steveston.
Yeah.
Bad for the city of
Steveston. The Steveston Wharf. Bad.
Shouldn't have done that.
Bad image. Bad PR.
I tell you what, that would have been a lot less funny if she got eaten.
Yeah, that would have been zero funny, I would say.
Yeah. It would have been more of a tragedy.
I would have gone, ha, 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 and then something bad. I'd see the horrible, and I'd be like, I shouldn't have laughed. But I should have waited until I realized what was going on.
Yeah. I'd say also it's bad that happened.
Good.
Yeah.
Hey, Seal that pulled that little girl into the water, if
shouldn't
you're listening.
Have done that.
If you're listening, call in. I dare you, bro.
It's underwater, though. We have to talk like we're underwater.
604-822-224.
You're just doing pig Latin.
I licked this microphone. I feel upset.
Eel say, under say,
no,
the water
don't,
say.
No, don't. It always makes me feel uncomfortable when people do that.
Yeah, ig pay.
But given that the new year is upon us, and who knows what's going to happen, we should set some New Year's
resolutions. Yes.
So let me play our little New Year's resolution song.
great song. I'm glad we did it.
Some Bobby Brown.
I'd say my number one New Year's resolution, 4K, baby.
Get this radio show in 4K?
I'm getting a new TV.
$4,000?
Yeah.
You're going to spend $4,000 on the TV?
Yeah. 4K resolution. Done.
Done.
I got my student loan January 1st.
Right on that 4K.
I know where that's going.
Hey,
yeah,
Best Buy.
Baby.
Bring, bring. Hi, Best Buy. I like a 4K, baby. What? What? You know what I mean. TV? Like, yeah. Ka-chunk.
Hang up.
Hang up.
Try your call again. Brr. Hey, Best Buy.
Yo, what's up?
I want a 4K, baby.
What? Okay, you just called like 2 seconds ago.
You don't
do,
get
like, a
it
TV.
Yet.
What's your...
All right, what's your New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution is, I think... You know it. Mo money.
Therefore, you are...
Get mo money, get mo problems.
See, you can do one without the... Actually, I don't think you can do one without the other.
No. I mean, you can get mo problems, but and they don't necessarily need to be related to your financial income, but
if
one does mean the other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you say is the optimal amount of money and the optimal amount of problems?
Okay, so I think you don't get... You know, like your money to problem, like inverse thing, you know, like matrix. I would say something small, like $1 trillion.
Yeah.
I think once you reach there, the amount of problems by going up does outweighs the amount of money. You know what I mean? Like it doesn't, it's not equal.
Yeah.
Like $1 trillion, like a quick, cool $1 trillion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a guy. There's a video of the guy from H3H3 thinking that Jeff Bezos is a trillionaire.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's a trillionaire.
No, nobody's ever been a trillionaire, which is why I'd like to start. I'd say that probably having $100 would be, like an hour would be enough for me.
Like getting $1 trillion, like $100 an hour?
Yeah, 24 hours a day.
Okay, that would probably be close to enough for me.
Yeah, $2,400 a day is like, that's just chump change to you.
Well, I mean, the thing is I can think of so many ways to spend $100 a day. I can't think of ways to spend however much $1 trillion is, you know, when you parse it to the day. I can't figure that out.
See, that's a hard one to parse to the day because you're going to have to find out when you die to do that.
It's like a Brewster's Million.
Yeah.
Like you have to spend all this money. If you can think of a way to spend this money, you get it.
That's a very stupid idea for a movie, and I haven't seen it, and I am dying to see it.
Brewster's Million?
Yes.
Richard Pryor is a washed-up baseball player.
Yes.
And John Candy is, like, his friend.
Yes.
And he gets an inheritance, but he has to get, like, $100 million, he needs to spend $1 million in, like, a certain amount of time.
Okay. I really want to see that, because I like Richard Pryor,
mm-hmm.
especially his habits, and I like John Candy.
His cocaine habits?
His cocaine habits, yes. Something I'd like to emulate. Oh, this is going to be on the internet forever.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah, baby.
But you know what? You know, you think that, but like, given the mere volume of things being created,
it's just going to get washed away.
It's going to get washed away. Like, so few people listen to this already.
Yeah. See, here's the thing. My parents are always like, you shouldn't put that on the internet. It'll be on there forever. If I say something in this radio show, and like an employer, like unless I become like ultra famous mm-hmm. and they're like, he glorified having a drug habit. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to dig through hundreds of hours of this.
Yeah.
To find something.
No one has that time.
Nobody has that time. If they do, it's weird.
I don't
want
to work for them.
That's very weird.
And you know, that really says a lot about your parents' philosophy because they work in a, I won't be specific, but they work for food with food.
Yeah.
So that, you know, that doesn't stay on the internet forever. That's usually gone in, you know, 5-10 minutes.
That's the thing. Grocery store people, they just don't understand because the food goes off.
Yeah.
And they think everything's like that.
Even if no one eats it, it goes away.
Yeah.
So that's really something beautiful about that industry.
Yeah.
It's actually very beautiful.
It's really, there's something you could learn about that. I feel like we could tell Mr. Trump something about that. Yeah.
Jack, I understand you had a kind of more artistic resolution.
Yes, I did. I'd like to do more poetry.
Really?
And I have some poems.
Hey, you were a poet and I didn't know it.
Neither did I sometimes.
Really?
I have some poems that I've written around this time last year that I'd like to share.
Okay, so you want to kind of expand on these.
Yeah, I'd like to, if you have suggestions for new ones.
All right, so if you know anything about poetry, I mean, I know a bit. I'm an English major, but you probably people who know more than me. 604-822-2487.
Yes, the time is running short. Mm-hmm. These are three haikus that I have written. The first one, it's so cold out here in the snow and ice. Won't you let me in?
Okay, that's kind
of... What do you think of the first one?
The first line, I think the repetition of so is... But I think it's a kind of a clever turn. You know, there's a little bit to it. I like that one.
Yeah. I have so few gloves. Mm-hmm. I think there's wolves near.
Okay.
I can hear growling.
That's like metaphorical. I think that's kind of interesting. Few gloves. I mean, more less than two is, I guess, probably not the best if it's cold out.
Yes.
I do like the metaphor of the wolves as kind of maybe a personal...
Yeah, metaphor.
Turmoil.
All right, here's the last one. All Dad, right. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to spill it. I'm nearly frozen.
Okay. Spill it? And then there was a... Is there a D-I-D N apostrophe T apostrophe T?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know if that didn't not, so you did mean to?
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of interesting. Yeah. And then is this your actual dad?
This is me, Papa.
This is what do we call Abraham?
Old Abe, old honest Abe himself.
Honest Abe himself. And he wrote, and he spilled something?
I spilled something and he locked me outside.
Oh.
And this was on one of the coldest nights of the year.
Oh, so this is actually happened.
This is a real thing. This is what my Christmas was like last year.
Hmm.
Hey, one of my New Year's resolutions last year was for that not to happen again.
That makes sense. I like that. Yeah. There's a bit to that.
Yeah. It's a good resolution. Like 4K.
Which is part of you want to go 4K, baby.
Yeah, I want to get a 4K, baby.
So you're hoping to do more poetry, and I like that. I think that's good. I think that's good, Jack.
Me too. I think that's good, Jack, as well.
I think that's good, Jack.
Good Jack.
Good Jack.
Good Jack.
Good Jack. So any poets listening, 604-822-2487. We can probably squeeze you in before our break here, before we go on to African Rhythms with David Love Jones coming up in about 10 minutes here. 604-822-2487. Read a poem of yours. Who cares? Nothing matters. The radio is an infallible industry that
It'll never, ever die. You know what would be a great idea?
What would be a bad idea?
Okay, what would have been a great idea? So they had like radio dramas. Why didn't they make like telegram dramas? Like everybody, you sign up, you get a telegram,
ooh,
and it's like a chapter of a story.
Oh, it's kind of like a loot crate, but
yeah,
but telegrams,
yeah,
stories.
Not a bad idea.
Not
a bad one, I tell you.
Jesus, please.
I guess you could do that with text messages these days.
Yeah, or letters these days.
Letters these days. They just got nothing to do. Letters these days. Letters these days. Letters. Oh, boy.
So, Jack, for RPP, what do we want to do for the next
year? Like New Year's resolution? Get more guests. Christopher, if possible.
Who's Christopher?
Christopher Guest.
Oh, that'd be good. That would be. Yeah. I think I'd be pretty happy with Christopher Guest.
Do you think he goes to dinner parties and people are like, we're so happy to have you as our...
You and...
Christopher... Da, da, da,
da, da. You and Jamie Lee...
Curtis.
They're married.
Hey, I think this is a good thing. Glad you brought so much yogurt.
Yeah, we got a whole... We stuffed the turkey full of yogurt.
Activia. Smells really bad in the kitchen.
But it's going to taste even worse.
And we're going to eat it out of a picnic basket. I'm so glad you came out to our house in the woods.
How crazy is it that there was a guy called Yogi Berra, and then there was a character called Yogi Bear? Not related at all. There was a lawsuit because Yogi Berra was like, "You're taking my name." And they're like, "No, this is just a coincidence."
I didn't know that Yogi Berra was a real person until about a year ago.
Until recently as
well. I had no idea.
Yeah, he was a baseball player.
Yeah. And on that note...
Is that the end of the show?
And on that revelation...
that Yogi Berra was a real man.
Yogi Berra was a real man. We are going to finish up our show for the year.
The year of 2018.
Years for fears.
Remember last time this year, we were like, we said the exact same thing for 2017. So it's really beautiful how these things continue on.
What did we say last year?
We just